Yeah, look, it's a box ticked. We say that each game is one box ticked along the road, so it is another one ticked. Not a performance maybe that we had hoped we'd get, but got the result and we'll take that. Move on.
For a team that had lost both their opening games, Limerick were quite good in that opening half.
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely. Like a team fighting to stay in it. So you were obviously going to get a kick. Limerick are flying, and seeing them come down there, like, they were obviously going to get a kick there today, and they were going to go gung-ho for it.
The response to be from the 15 to the minute to the half-time was quite good, though, by Cork. You know, outscored them, I think, about 7 or 8 points to 2.
Yeah, we had a couple of lads going well. We had Jack Leahy on freeze there, kept us in it. We had Duds there, kept us in it as well. We were two lads kind of firing. We needed a bit more maybe from the rest, but look, we've a few bits to work on now, a few bits to go away and do.
Ahead at half time, but quickly behind at the start of the second half.
Yeah, I suppose, look, we needed to freshen things up a little bit. The lads we brought in did very well. Like, we have great competition there in the group. We've 12 lads, I suppose, that didn't make it, that are fighting there every day to make their spot, pushing on the lads. So when we did bring in the few bodies, we had Barry Walsh there, come on, got a goal. So we needed that bit of energy.
And when Limerick got the goal to put them in front, Cork then responded. I think it was 1-5 without reply. That shows the mark of a team that have confidence in what they're doing and what they're about to do.
Yeah, look, I suppose we've a lot of the group are together 2 years, so they do know what they're at. They know what we want them to do. They don't panic. So you know that there's plenty of time there in games. So, like, it's good to see that the heads are kept, and we know if we stay doing the things we're planning to do, we'll hopefully get ourselves back into games.
And when they kept fighting there near the end, to their credit, the Cork defence was quite good.
Yeah, look, we gave up a couple of frees there at the end. I suppose it's good practice for our keeper, maybe getting a few in, but I think they had 3 there. We saved 2, lost 1. But look, you're going to have that in games when things are tight. There's ball being delivered long at the end of games, so you're going to have that bit of action. It's just important that when you do win that break, that you bring it back out.
And it's good to see Timmy Wilkie. I know Timmy Wilkie missed the last 2 games, get in and get a bit of a game under his belt.
Yeah, brilliant. Worked fierce hard. Like, he's done so much work there with Rory and the lads to get back. And in fairness, it's great to see him back. He's in great nick and he's a great addition for us again.
It all means something similar to last year, you know. One game gone, one round to go, but guaranteed a place in the semi-final. But I know Ben was there last year. He wanted to win every match, and I'm sure when you go to Turles next Friday night, that won't change.
Yeah, look, absolutely. Next week in all essence, it is the semi-final for us. Win that, you're guaranteed a final, and that's the way we have to look at it. Every game is important. Every game you want to win, it keeps momentum going. But that game will be huge for us next week. It's one more, as I say, one more box that we'll hopefully try and take.
Just a week to the match, but just to kind of sharpen up and maybe get, what does it call it, recuperate and then get going again?
Yeah, look, there's a few ice packs being thrown around the dressing room inside there at the moment, so it's just keep getting fellas right again and getting fellas back in ready to go again for next week. And we're used to it now, I suppose. You have that week on, week off for a couple of times in a row, so nothing new to us there yet. Yeah.